From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Anchorage Republican Mel Gillis was sworn in today to be the newest state representative. Gillis was sworn in by House Speaker Bryce Edgman shortly after he was unanimously confirmed by all 22 House Republicans. Governor Mike Dunleavy appointed Gillis after Josh Rivack moved up from the House to fill the Senate vacancy caused by the death of Senator Chris Birch. Lance Pruitt says Gillis's experience operating a hunting guide business and lodge allows him to provide a unique perspective.
He has an appreciation for our resources and the responsibility that we as legislators hold with keeping those resources renewable in this case. If you overhunt, then you can't be a hunting guide, right?
The Alaska House Republicans are split between the minority and majority caucuses, but Pruitt says they all supported confirming Gillis, though some who couldn't attend gave their support before the meeting or by phone. It's the first time since Birch's death in August that all 60 legislative seats are filled. Gillis couldn't be reached for comment. A bill originally meant to help law enforcement investigate cold cases of murdered and missing Indigenous women has floundered in Congress for 2 years. Now it may have the financial and political backing to become law. Savannah's Act was originally spearheaded by former North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp and named for a Native American woman who was killed in 2017. It passed the Senate, but was blocked in the House. Money has been dedicated toward the bill by an appropriations subcommittee chaired by Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, who says funding is being directed specifically to murdered and missing Indigenous people for the first time. The issue is also being tackled by the Department of Justice in a project announced last week that would investigate issues raised in the bill, like data collection practices and federal databases. President Donald Trump's pick to be Alaska's next federal district court judge is scheduled for a confirmation hearing in the U.S. Senate this week. Joshua Kindred got a low rating in a poll of the Alaska Bar Association, but he has at least one characteristic that's important to the Trump administration: youth. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports that his selection veered from the tradition Alaska's senators normally employ to ensure these appointments don't look like backroom deals.
Joshua Kindred is 41, and he scored near the bottom on a poll of Alaska attorneys, 16th out of 20 candidates. But the bar poll, at least what's been made public, doesn't provide a full picture. We'll get to that. First, let's review. The Constitution gives the president the power to nominate federal judges to lifetime appointments, and the Senate confirms them. But it's been the custom for about 200 years that the home state senators recommend candidates for the president to appoint, at least when the senators and the president are of the same party. There's plenty of room for the appearance of favoritism or cronyism to infect the process. So in some states, senators turn to bipartisan commissions to recommend names. At least since 2002, Alaska's U.S. senators have asked the Alaska Bar Association to conduct a poll of its members. Senator Lisa Murkowski is a fan.
When I came in, I suggested to Senator Stevens that I thought a bar poll would be a good way because it gets Alaskans kind of engaged in that process.
As Murkowski remembers it, Senator Ted Stevens reluctantly agreed. In 2017, at the request of Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan, the Alaska Bar Association collected names of applicants for the current federal court vacancy and asked its members to rate each candidate. Only 15% of respondents considered Kindred extremely or well qualified. But that doesn't mean most Alaska attorneys considered him unfit. The Bar Association won't release all the data, so it's impossible to say how many respondents just didn't know him.
The Bar Association has taken the position that they're not authorized to release any more information than they have released, which is a partial view of the bar poll.
Senior State Superior Court Judge Elaine Andrews chairs the Bar Association's Committee on Fair and Impartial Courts. She says the bar poll is a valuable tool.
I think it provides a measure of confidence to the public that the person being selected has some standing in the legal community. It helps give some confidence that it actually is what you know, not who you know.
But are Alaska's senators really making use of that tool as they recommend names to the president? Senator Sullivan didn't think so.
No, I haven't looked at the bar poll.
Josh Kindred.
Well, was Josh Kindred in the Yeah, we'll get back.
Murkowski insists she is considering the bar poll. Since it was conducted in 2017, other Alaskans have contacted her to put their names forward. Murkowski says she limited her recommendations to those the Bar Association rated.
I'm not going to take someone and move them to the White House unless they've gone through our process.
As for choosing the 16th-rated candidate, Murkowski admits Kindred was not the senator's first choice, or their second. She says the White House rejected several rounds of recommendations.
I don't think I'm divulging any great secrets. This administration has made very clear that they are looking for younger men and women to serve on the bench.
Many of the top-rated attorneys on the bar poll are a lot older. One is a former attorney general who's been practicing law almost as long as Kindred's been alive. But Murkowski says Kindred has a broad range of experience in civil and criminal cases.
So I don't want it to appear like we moved through everybody else and this was all we had left, because that is not the case with Josh.
Kindred previously worked for an oil industry trade association and is now the regional solicitor at the Interior Department. Murkowski says his understanding of Alaska's public land laws is especially valuable. Trump has now appointed so many judges that one in four appellate judges is a Trump appointee. And thanks to his insistence on youthful nominees for these lifetime appointments, they'll be issuing judgments for decades after he leaves office. The Alaska federal seat is one of more than 80 district court vacancies remaining. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
The landscape for legal services is about to shift in Alaska as more older attorneys retire. A lot of Alaska's 4,500 or so practicing attorneys started out in the 1970s or 80s and are getting ready to leave the profession. The Alaska Bar Association is worried about a brain drain that might hurt Alaska consumers. KUAC's Robin reports.
The Alaska Bar Association is the nonprofit organization that provides continuing legal education, coordinates volunteers to offer pro bono services, and monitors and disciplines attorneys in the state.
It's an interesting landscape in that you have a lot of senior lawyers with a lot of experience, and as they start to retire, you lose that knowledge. You lose them as mentors.
Rob Stone is the president. He says there's no shortage of attorneys right now, but he anticipates retirees leaving will increase the justice gap between those who have access and those who don't.
Unfortunately, I think that means that there will be less lawyers to choose from. If the bar isn't growing as fast as lawyers are retiring, we're not doing that right now, but you could see it coming in the future. That would likely lead to a shortage of lawyers for consumers.
So you might think, what's the problem? Let's just recruit more lawyers. But Alaska's standards are higher than other states, and not everyone makes the cut on the uniform bar exam to practice here.
Somebody may have taken the bar examination in Oregon and was high enough to be admitted into the Oregon bar, but not high enough to be admitted into the Alaska bar. So the Alaska Supreme Court just looked at that. The Board of Governors looked at it, spent quite a bit of time analyzing whether we should lower that score.
Stone says the court concluded they would leave the cut score as it is. His offices are in Anchorage, and he visited Fairbanks to attend the installation of Superior Court Judge Brent Bennett, tour the Rabinowitz Courthouse, and meet with the Tanana Valley Bar Association. Attorneys in Alaska are legally required to join the Bar Association, which charges dues that can be a barrier to someone just starting out.
Newer lawyers coming out of law school have a tremendous amount of debt. Bar dues are expensive, and so we're doing things to keep those bar dues where they are. We haven't raised bar dues in many, many years.
On the plus side, Alaska has a reputation for a high-quality bench, the judges. Alaska is unique in the system we use to seat our judges that are neither political appointees nor elected. We use the Judicial Council.
Through the Judicial Council, you have members of the bar, the court, and the public. So you really have a system that is merit-based. And because of that, we have a very good bench, highly intelligent, capable, great judicial temperament.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
A new study of environmental threats to Alaska Native communities has found the greatest challenges include erosion, flooding, and thawing permafrost. Alaska's Energy Desk reported Sunday that the study results issued last month found the environmental hazards continue to worsen due to climate change. Army Corps of Engineers and researchers at the University of Alaska Fairbanks conducted the study for the Denali Commission's Village Infrastructure Protection Program. Officials say the three-year, $700,000 study examined 187 communities, primarily in western Alaska areas, located on or near the coast or a river. The study provides a rating system that ranks the existing danger levels from flooding, erosion, and permafrost degradation. The Denali Commission official says the report may help residents determine the biggest threats facing their communities. Officials say assessments following Alaska's 2018 earthquake showed building damage was worse outside the Anchorage safety area due to reduced regulation. Anchorage Daily News reported Sunday that there was less structure damage in the Anchorage Building Safety Service area than in the Chugiak Eagle River area during the 7.1 magnitude earthquake in November 2018. Anchorage municipal officials say 52 red tags indicating severe building damage preventing occupation were issued in the Chugiak Eagle River, while only 17 were issued in Anchorage. Officials say builders outside the safety area can hire private inspectors and do not need to have plans reviewed. Proponents of the independent inspection process say the model is equally effective as a system in the safety area and less expensive for home buyers. Fairbanks officials have introduced an ordinance to tax tobacco vaping products, the same 8% tax as other tobacco products in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports that the proposed legislation would expand the current definition of tobacco products in city code to include vaping products like vape pens and e-cigarettes. Officials say the tax currently includes cigarettes, cigars, cheroots, stogies, snuff or snuff flower, smoking or chewing tobacco. City officials say Councilman Aaron Gibson proposed the ordinance and is expected to formally introduce it to the council today. Gibson says the ordinance would help raise city revenue. Some business owners say the tax could hurt business and force competition with online retailers. Officials say the tax would not be implemented until April 2020 if passed. And finally, Delta Junction High School senior Haley Williams has attracted national attention over the past couple of years for her record-setting sprints in short-distance events. Last month, she accepted an offer to run track and study health sciences at Duke University, becoming the first Delta athlete to be offered a chance to compete for an NCAA Division I school. Haley says she hopes to establish a career in medicine, but first, she'd like to compete in the Olympics and become a professional sprinter like Usain Bolt. She says those are personal goals that would help her inspire and counsel athletes at other small schools in Alaska. And let's take a look at the National Weather Service forecast for the Juneau Borough and Northern Admiralty Island. Tonight, widespread rain and snow showers, no snow accumulation, lows in the mid-30s. Tuesday, widespread rain and snow showers, little or no snow accumulation, highs around 40. In the valley, highs in the mid-30s with light winds. That's it for the KTOO News Update for Monday, December 2nd, 2019. I'm Jeremy Shea. Thanks for listening.